Hi, nice to see you. Hi.
Nice to see you, Shani.
I'm having a question. I'm struggling with the peace and the sufficiency, especially the sufficiency which isn't dependent on outer circumstances. And I keep on struggling with it, how to feel it. Could you help me with it? Because the meditation was about it mostly, and I was listening to it, and somehow I don't seem to go there, to have, feel the sufficiency, not dependent on circumstances.
Shirley, when you're just resting in being, resting as being, do you feel any lack there?
No.
That's it. Well, what's the positive way of stating the absence of lack? State the absence of lack with a positive word.
Peace.
Peace or happiness or fulfillment when you can say in your life, I need nothing. There's no sense of lack in me. That's the experience we call happiness or peace or just the ease of being. I need nothing. I'm content. I'm full. I'm sufficient. That's the nature of being. But what you're tasting then, happiness is the taste of being, one of its tastes. Happiness is literally what being tastes like. And the reason it's not always experienced, although it is always present, because our being is obviously always present, and therefore whatever is inherent in it is also always present. Although happiness is always present, it's not always experienced because it's obscured by the seeking mind. Just like the blue sky is always present but obscured by the grey clouds. So the seeking mind prevents us from feeling the ever-present happiness, which is the nature of being. As soon as the seeking mind comes to an end, being shines. Sorry, happiness shines. The nature of being shines. As soon as the clouds part, the blue sky shines through.
Yeah, it's the seeking. It's what I notice. The mind goes outwards and
Yes.
isn't.
But if you are seeking, you are by de but if you're seeking, you're by definition seeking happiness, at least in this context. You're seeking happiness. So your very search is the denial of the happiness that is already present. You can't be happy and seek happiness at the same time. So the fact that you are seeking, that activity veils your innate happiness. So instead of trying to fulfill the activity of seeking, through the acquisition of an object, substance, activity, and so on. Here, we try to allow the activity of seeking to subside. And when the activity of seeking subsides, the happiness, which is the nature of being, then shines. It's always shining, but now it's no longer obscured by the clouds of seeking.
And how do you trace your way back then?
Well, there are various ways you could ask yourself a question such as, what is it that is aware of my experience? If you ask yourself, what is it that is aware of my experience? Your attention doesn't go towards a thought, because a thought is something that you are aware of. Your question is, what is aware of that thought? So a question such as, what is it that is aware of your experience, takes your attention. Takes you back to the source of your attention, pure consciousness, rather than an object of your attention. Another question would be, what is it that cannot be removed from me? Or obviously, your thoughts are always coming and going, your sensations, perceptions, activities, relationships. When you've taken off all the layers of your experience, your clothes, so to speak, everything that is not essential to you, what remains is just it. What remains is that which cannot be removed from you, and only that qualifies as yourself. What is that? pure consciousness, naked being. Another way you could sound the divine name I am once in your mind and allow your allow yourself to be drawn into that to which the words refer. The words I am refer to an experience, the experience of being. So when I am is like a beacon in your mind. You sound the name I am in your mind, and then you go not to the name, but to that which is named. That to which the words refer. And there are other, these are just a few examples of how you return to your being.
And at that moment you can feel the sufficiency or the peace?
Shelley, it's safer yes, you feel it, but it's not an emotion. As long as when you say feel the peace, you it's not really a feeling, but yes, you experience the peace of your true nature. Yes, you experience your being and its inherent peace, but you don't formulate it as such. To formulate it as such, the mind has to come in and label it again. So you don't formulate it until after the event, or if somebody asks you a question about it, if you have to speak about it, but you don't, it's not an objective experience. I get the impression that you're looking for a marvelous, subtle experience. It might be safer, Shirley, for you to think of it rather than sufficiency or happiness and peace. Think of it more as the absence of lack. Or just the ease of being, something a little bit less colorful than happiness.
Yeah, that's why I already went to the sufficiency, because I keep on looking if I'm looking for a field or not.
Yeah, no, it's not. I want to try and find a word that doesn't make you objectify it. Like just the ease of being, just something more neutral. Or even the absence of lack. To state it in the negative. I'm not very keen on stating it in the negative, because the absence of lack is not a very satisfactory expression for describing happiness. It's not. The Buddhists refer to the Vedantins like speaking of happiness. The Buddhists tend to refer to the absence of suffering, and in a way that technically they're right, but the absence of suffering, it's not.
I find it difficult, because when emotions are turbulent and outer circumstances are difficult, then it's difficult to say the absence of suffering. I get lost in the emotions.
The absence of turbulence in your being, the movie is turbulent, but in the screen there's no turbulence, although the screen is the reality of the movie. The screen itself is not turbulent. There's no turbulence there. So with reference to the turbulence in the movie, we can say the nature of the screen is the absence of turbulence. That's technically correct. It's very safe. We're not reifying the nature of the screen. We're not saying happiness is the nature of being. We're just saying there is no sorrow in being. It's true, and I respect it. It's legitimate, and it's beautiful. That reluctance to objectify or give awareness a quality, it's a beautiful thing that you find in Buddhism. But the Vedantins are willing to make a concession and to name it happiness, because the word happiness is feels truer than the absence of. If you ask somebody, you stop someone on the street and say, "What do you really want most of all in life?" No one's going to answer the absence of suffering. Everyone says
happiness.
Everyone says, "I want happiness."
Yeah, that's where my question comes from. Yeah. Okay, I'll try and work with it. Oh, I
nice
keep struggling with it. Thank you.